The study reports that after falling sharply between 2000 and 2002, the fishing job market in Alaska leveled off and actually improved slightly from 2002 to 2005. Department of Labor economist Neil Gilbertson, who co-authored the article, says this trend was mostly driven by the salmon industry, which accounts for more than half of Alaska's fishing jobs. Prices for king salmon bottomed out in 2002, but have since recovered.
There were a lot of salmon fishermen dropping out of the fisheries. Bristol Bay, in particular, declined, and 2002 was kind of the low point of salmon.
Almost 300 salmon boat jobs were added in 2005, which offset modest losses in almost every other fishery in the state. Overall, the fishing job market grew by 1.7% last year, almost on par with statewide job growth in all sectors. But Gilbertson cautions that because of how fisheries are managed, Alaskans shouldn't count on this trend continuing.
That fisheries are a little bit different than regular employment. I mean, that if Alaska's population keeps growing, I imagine we'll have more and more doctors, for example, or employment in the healthcare industry. But because most of the state fisheries are under limited entry provisions, assuming that the fisheries became very, very prosperous and all permits were fished, well, employment couldn't increase beyond that point.
The study also offers a clear picture of the impact of the Bering Sea Crab Rationalization Program, which went into effect in the fall of 2005. According to the Labor Department figures, the number of fishermen statewide who fished crab in October, the king crab fishery's peak month, fell by more than 1,100 from 2004 to 2005. I'm Charles Homans.